This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. There was fighting today between U.S.-led forces and insurgents in the Iraqi city of Najaf. The battle reportedly caused minor damage to one of the most important holy sites for Shiite Muslims. That's the Imam Ali Shrine. Meanwhile, in Baghdad, at least five Iraqis were injured when a car exploded early this morning in front of a hotel near the Australian embassy. There's a lot of Iraq news in the program today. And here's a little bit more that we have for you. LA Times reporter Charles Duhigg arrived at the scene of that bombing a few minutes after the blast. He's carrying a small mini disc recorder for Day to Day to send us observational reports over the next couple of weeks. Here is one from the site of the blast, now an almost daily part of life in the Iraqi capital.
The explosion actually woke me up, and by the time I got to the scene, about 20 minutes later, the military were already there, closing down the surrounding streets and pushing the crowds of journalists and Iraqis down the block.
Putting up a cordon right now. We're going to put out Constantina wire and secure the area.
Why do you guys do that?
Secure the area.
From, are you worried about secondary explosions, or what's the concern?
Anything. Nothing gets inside our cordon.
Okay, do you know anything about what happened?
Negative.
Come on, back up.
It's almost impossible at these bombing scenes to figure out exactly what happened. The facts take hours to confirm. The charred remains of at least two cars sat in front of the Al Karma Hotel. From experience, I knew that the U.S. military wouldn't tell me anything. So with my translator, I sought out members of the Iraqi police, blue-shirted Iraqis who always seem willing to politely explain what happened, even if they usually provide conflicting and occasionally improbable accounts. Everyone I spoke to this morning, however, provided the same story. A car suddenly exploded during the early morning traffic, killing four Iraqis, including a child. No one knows who the bombers were or the intended target. Usually no one ever knows. Car bombs have become relatively and tragically commonplace here, and the crowds that build around bombing scenes don't become particularly agitated anymore. But one woman, dressed in a headscarf and starting to cry, was walking from soldier to soldier, speaking to them in Arabic, desperately looking for someone who could understand her.
She has this job. I'm looking for my sister. Even to know something only a little bit like this size, well, this is fine.
Okay, then I'm going to have to check first. I'll see if I can get her in or not, but I'll have to check with her and make
it. I later saw the woman and her sister driving away crying. Her sister's arm was bandaged, but she looked okay. Within 30 minutes of the blast, even while the military was pushing people farther and farther back, a man set up his fruit cart 10 feet from the new concertina wire. When I drove past the bomb site 4 hours later, the wrecked husks were still there. But except for the charred asphalt and debris, life was returning to what passes for normal here.
Our thanks to Charles Duhigg of the Los Angeles Times for that report.